Our Place, episode 533. Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will. Hi everyone, welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Andrew.
Oh, you're a bit slow there, weren't you? What happened there? Was you miles away?
Yeah, actually.
How are you doing? Focus, dear, focus. How are you doing? We're all right, aren't we, Ange, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we're all right. Very busy week this week. Got another busy week coming up next week.
Not quite as busy, actually.
No, but it seems to me that August is...
It's unusual.
...is going mad at the moment. Demos of equipment and exhibitions and various things. We had this week... Monday was fairly normal. Tuesday, where did I go Tuesday? Help me out. Where did I go Tuesday?
Was that to the drop-in?
That was to the drop-in. That was a
Rotherham.
Romford. we went to a drop-in in Romford. That was very nice. There was, I think Emma said there was about 22 people there. But you know, we first talked about the company, and then we started demonstrating things, and they were asking questions, and you know, Emma took stuff around for them to play with and look at and various things, and we talked about the new product, the Capsys Mini Vision as well, which is coming to us in the next couple of days, hopefully. Which is a phone a bit like the old Nokia C5, if anyone remembers that. But the button's a bit more proud, and it also has voice control. So it's going to help a lot of people with, you know, that are clinging to the old Torx phones, isn't it?
And I things think like you're that. Out, won't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's the state of the thing at the moment. We're waiting for it to come in, and we should have it soon. And we also talked about various things. We talked about the ID Mate. We talked about Cyber Eyes, and various, and of course MicroSpeak. We talked about various products and things, and it was all in all a good demo. I think they had a garden or something outside the where the waiting room was, where we had to wait to set up, because we was in a community centre, and they had a lovely bird aviary out there.
Oh, did you? You didn't tell me that part.
No, I didn't, did I? And no. I tried to make a recording of the birds, but I couldn't really, because there were too many people in the waiting room, and they're all chatting.
Mm. You've gone out, I suppose you couldn't go out, could you?
Not really, no. Emma and I were waiting to go in, and Emma was getting things in from the car. But it was lovely hearing these, I think they were cockatiels or something. Mm. You know, and they were, it was lovely hearing them tweeting away. And so that was that. And we got back in the afternoon, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. You was back with me quite early. Well, you were certainly back with me by 5. Well, before that, possibly.
Yep.
Probably about 5 anyway. Maybe slightly before, I'm not sure.
So what did you do on the Tuesday?
I don't remember that there was much. Certainly nothing out of the ordinary.
No. No.
I mean, I haven't had anything happen out of the ordinary this week at all.
No. So Wednesday, I went to see Brian Tutty. I know Brian is listening. Hello, Brian and Lisa. It was very nice to see you both again. And we had Cyber Eyes, and we had all kinds of technical problems. To do with the glasses had the network date and time automatically set via the internet turned off. So it couldn't figure out what time zone we were in, what country zone we were in, and things like that. So even though I'd set it to UK English, it was giving me American speech and various other things like that. But we solved that problem eventually, and we got the firmware upgraded. We got it connected to Brian's Wi-Fi, and I'm really hoping that Brian's happy with the glasses, as I certainly am. I enjoy my glasses. And I hope you're happy with yours, Brian. And, you know, every good luck with them in, you know, for the future use. And of course, if you have any demos of your using the glasses, then send them in. We'll be happy to hear them. We've heard me demonstrate them on the...
Yeah, we did actually last week.
On the podcast last week, didn't we?
Talking about, yes.
Yeah. So, and they didn't do too bad, did they?
No.
No. And so, that was Wednesday. That was a very nice day.
Ah, but what did you do on the way? You led me astray again, didn't you? You came home with some...
Yeah, we went to a Mackie D, didn't we?
Bought some McDonald's.
Yeah, we did. We did. Went to McDonald's and...
And asked me, was I interested? Well, that's a silly question, sadly. Sadly, it's a silly question.
It's a silly question, yes.
It doesn't hurt occasionally, though.
So it was very nice. we had the spicy, signature spicy.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's nice. And we had... I had a banana shake and you had a coffee, didn't you?
Yeah.
So that was all good. And that day, I can't remember what time I got home.
About... Between half six and seven, I think.
Yeah. And of course, that day as well, I believe it is that day as well, we went to Brian's, Android P came out.
Oh, no, hang on, I'm wrong. Wasn't it before six that day?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Android
but
P.
That was Android P day, wasn't it? And
yeah.
Android P is to be known as Pi. There you go. So now we know what Android P is going to be. And I have it on my Pixel, and we know it's official because Emma's got it on her Pixel now. She has a Pixel 2, and she has it on the Pixel. So Android P is official, and there are some accessibility improvements, so that's good. Thursday, we went to my friend Petrina's, and we set up her laptop.
And that was Southampton,
and it was
get further away every day.
Yeah, and it was very nice to meet her mum and dad. I don't think I've met her mum and dad before. If I do, I was probably a kid because I went to school with Petrina.
You were at school with Petrina, yeah.
But it was nice to meet Norman and Brenda as well. And I don't know if Petrina's listening to this, but thank you all for looking after us. It was very nice. The lunch was very nice. Sitting in the conservatory was nice. And we got everything done on the laptop, and technology was kind to me that day, so that was all good. And that one we got home later,
that
didn't we?
That was later. That was gone. That was seven or round about.
Seven or thereabout. But I didn't bring any. We didn't have dinner as such because I'd had a lunch, and we had a late lunch, so
yeah.
Lunch was round two ish,
yeah.
And I wasn't hungry enough when we stopped at services because we was only down the road a bit, and. From Petrina's, so I wasn't hungry enough really to have a meal, so I had a meal with you when I got home, didn't I?
Yep.
Sausage and bean melt, one of my favourite Greggs.
Yeah,
had that. And that was all very nice. And yesterday was madly catching up with things, really. Orders, paperwork, and so on. I found also I could do more with QuickBooks on my phone, so I put sales receipts on the phone, and I found out I could put sales receipts on and save them, and then if I didn't receive the money, I could delete them, if you know what I mean. So,
you found out another thing. I can't remember which day last week, but you found out. You woke up early. When was it Sunday morning? It was beginning of the week, wasn't it? You woke up at some silly o'clock time and discovered... that you could use QuickBooks better now on Chrome, on a Chromebook.
Yeah, that was actually Monday morning.
Was it Monday morning?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I was up about half past five. And
what, before that?
No, it was before that. It was about half past three. I was up.
I got up early to put the recycling out. I was up about 26 or something.
And I had my Chromebook, and I found that it was doing things with QuickBooks better than Chrome with JAWS on the PC, which is interesting as
yes.
well. And Ted Drake who's the accessibility manager for QuickBooks, and I'd like to thank Ted publicly. He's been great with me and taking all my feedback on board and things like that. He said he was surprised that I got that experience, but I did. And there you go.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Chromebook is very definitely a good option if you're doing anything to do with browsing the web. You know, it's a really good option. And so that was somewhat good. That was the week, I think, wasn't it?
I would say it was, really. I mean, it was now we're obviously back on Saturday. I mean,
yep.
Last night was as normal as anything, and today has been
pretty normal as well. So that's our week
really,
that was.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the week that was. Just as well, because I have a feeling we're going to have quite a long podcast again, as we did last week, because we've got another feature coming up from Brian Tutty, who we were just talking about. And I happened to ask Brian about televisions and things, and he said he had a talking TV, a Samsung TV, and so he sent me in a demonstration, which I believe is going to be a two-part one. So he's demonstrating the Samsung TV, and he'll tell you about the model number and everything else. It's a 55-inch TV, so it'd be too big for my living room. But apparently, Brian told me he got it when he had more vision than he does now, and so that he could watch television. And so, and it has quite good sound on it as well, because I heard it in his living room. He did turn it on for me and let me hear it. And it does have, for a TV, it has quite good sound on it. I wouldn't call it hi-fi sound, but he's got it plugged into a surround sound system.
So
he really gets good sound on it. But he showed me the sound of the TV itself, and it wasn't bad at all. I don't rate the speech too highly. It's very compressed and very... someone's doing work out there. Excuse the noise. Very compressed and kind of robotic speech, but it works, and it gives us information we want to know. And you'll hear the speech when we go to the demo of the podcast. So... I think that's going to do it for this week. What do you think, Andy?
Yeah, I think so.
It's probably good timing because of the noise out there anyway. So
I could chop the window, but it's not worth it.
It's not worth it now because we're nearly finished. We're nearly finished. It just remains for me to say www.ourplace-podcast.info is the place to go if you want to read all the show notes and if you want to subscribe to the podcast or download episodes or even play them online. You can do that. You can even find out the phone number to listen on the telephone if you don't have internet access. And, of course, you can listen to us on Stitcher and TuneIn and iTunes and various places like that. You can listen with the A-Lady. You can listen with Google Assistant and all kinds of places you can listen to. So no excuses, are there, Anne, really?
No. No.
We're all over the place. I want to thank Talking Newspaper Services for providing the phone service for us. That's really good. And of course, if you're a talking newspaper yourself or you know of a talking newspaper, do turn them on to Talking Newspaper Services because they can get their talking newspaper put up on the phone. That'll be really good. So if you want to write to me, it's ourplace@comproom.co.uk. If you want to join our Dropbox, just ask me. Or if you just want to send an MP3 as an attachment, you can do that too if you want your voice on the podcast or if you just want to send us a personal message. I think that does for the admin for now. So I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And of course, we'll see you next time and we'll hand you over to our good friend, Brian. Take it away, Brian.
Hi, Steve and Angie. And of course, anyone else listening to the Our Place podcast. I'm going to be demonstrating a Samsung UE55KS7000 smart TV. And for those who don't know, my name's Brian Tutty. I thought I'd better put that in case you wonder who's talking. Right, let's get on with the demo. Okay, I'm sitting by the TV, all ready to power it on. One interesting fact to notice, it has a speech program, and when it's enabled, when you press the power button, you actually get a tone. It's called Voice Guide, is the speech program. Right, so we'll hit the power button.
Live TV.
Power mattress.
Channel. ETV Terrestrial. 1. BBC One S East. Fake Brighton. 11 to 11:45. Audio description.
You can expect a genuine mattress from a reputable retailer.
Volume.
To be
closed.
Fire.
Volume 14.
It's the law.
Okay, TV. Right. Let's just
There's
pause
no
that
guarantee
for a minute.
It will meet the...
9. BBC 4. This is BBC 4. 5:30 to 18:58.
Right, what I've done at the moment,
TV.
I've just gone on to BBC 4, nothing on, so there's nothing, no background sound at all. It has ducking, so what that will actually do, for those that don't know, it will actually lower the volume of the TV sound while the speech is active, and once that finishes, it will carry on as normal. When you first get it up, you might need some sighted assistance to initially get into the setup. There has been a few software updates since I initially purchased it, and whether that is actually able to use the voice guide to go into the setup mode, I'm not too sure. Right, two remotes. If I press and hold the mute button.
Accessibility shortcuts, 12 items, voice guide on.
Right, accessibility shortcuts. I can go down through. Now, I'll go back to this later, but the main thing I wanted to do at the moment is go through the remote. It has a learn remote function. So if we go down.
Audio description on disabled.
It says disabled at the moment.
Subtitle off. Subtitle mode normal disabled. Subtitle language preferred disabled. Primary subtitle language English. Secondary subtitle language English. Settings menu transparency low. High contrast off. Enlarge off. Learn TV remote.
Right, as you had, there was quite a few settings there. I'll go into them in a little bit more detail. Now, the learn remote, this is what we're looking for. It takes a few seconds.
Press a button on the remote control to hear voice information about it. Press the return button twice to return to the previous screen. If you press the power button, the TV will turn off.
Right, now, what's handy about this remote, some of the buttons do have a recognisable shape. Now, the power button on this one is on the top left-hand side. Now, if I was to press that, that would power off. But if I press number one.
One.
And number two.
Two.
Number three.
Three.
Now, if I press the top right button, which is a square button.
Source.
Source. Now, that enables you to go through your HDMI inputs. I shall talk about that in a little more detail. Down on the bottom row where you've got the 7, 8, 9, then below that, the next row of three buttons are
Teletext.
Teletext, which doesn't seem to be accessible.
Zero.
Zero.
Previous channel.
And the one on the far right is previous channel. Now I've got two rocker switches either side.
Volume up. Volume down.
And on the right hand side.
Channel up. Channel down.
The top, there's two buttons in the middle between those. The top one.
Mute.
That's the mute, and the one below that.
Channel list.
Which will give you the channel list. The row of three buttons below that are.
Settings.
Settings.
Smart Hub.
Smart Hub.
Guide.
And your TV guide, that's your EPG guide.
Tools.
Your tools.
Up. Information.
Information will give you information about the current channel.
Left. Select. Right. Return. Down. Exit.
And then we get to a group of four buttons.
Red. Green. Yellow. Blue.
And then the buttons below that.
Record. E-manual. Audio description. Subtitle. Stop. Rewind.
This is the bottom row.
Play. Pause. Fast forward.
Now it says record on there. The reason it says that, you can plug a USB, either hard drive or a USB pen into it, and you can actually record. It records in its own format. I can't remember exactly what it is, but all that is fully accessible. That works without any problems whatsoever. If I hit the exit button twice, before I do that, let's have a look at the other remote. I was saying there was two remotes. So let's pick up the other one. This doesn't have so many buttons on it, but this actually has, if we press this button.
Voice control.
That's voice control. I'll demonstrate that a bit later. And then we've got a button to the left.
1, 2, 3.
That enables 1, 2, 3.
Extra.
Expert settings. And then we've got the up, down.
Down, left, right, select.
Select, and then there's a row of three buttons below that.
Return. Smart Hub. Play pause.
Play pause.
Volume down. Volume up.
That's a rocker switch up and down. And if you were to press that.
Mute.
And if you the other button on the right hand side,
channel down, channel up, guide,
and that says guide as well, so you can access the TV guide. The beauty of this one, if we come out, let's use the other remote for a minute, and come out of the
exit TV data service live TV.
Right, now I've gone back onto BBC 4, which is on Freeview channel 9. If I was to press and hold this now, you'll hear what happens.
Speak TV
channel 1.
Channel
rapid advances in laser technology.
And now if I press it again,
the power of the lasers is increasing.
Speak now.
Channel 9
TV channel 9.
Because it's BBC 4, there's nothing on at the moment, hence why we got no audio. What is useful about that? It's if you like voice activated things, you have to press and hold it. If you let go too soon, it will say, "I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said." But it will work all over the place. It's got a little built-in microphone in the actual remote. You can't say the channel name, so you can't say BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, Channel 4, etc. You do need to actually say the channel number. So for example, if you wanted ITV 4 on Freeview, that's Channel 24, and that will take you straight there. So we're on Channel 9 at the moment. If I press and hold.
Speak now.
Channel 24.
Channel 20.
And there we are, we're on channel.
Last of our many rows.
Channel 24.
TV.
If I go back to BBC 4 now.
Speak now.
BBC 4.
I apologise, but I couldn't find any information about this channel.
Landlady's out of bingo.
Speak now.
Channel 9.
Channel 9.
And also you can say to it.
Speak now.
What's the time?
11:19 a.m. is the current time.
So it will give you other information. There's probably some other things you can say, but they're the main sort of things that are very useful. Carrying on from where we left off, I was going to talk about the settings menu. On either remote, if you press and hold the mute, it brings up the accessibility shortcuts. So we'll go back into that.
Accessibility shortcuts, 12 items, voice guide on.
Voice guide on. Now, if you go into that,
voice guide two items on.
And if you down arrow
off,
or up arrow I should say on that case, that's off. Now I can back out of that by hitting the left arrow to bring us back.
Set to on accessibility shortcuts 12 items voice guide on. Audio description on disabled.
Is it on disabled now?
Okay, audio button. Description. This function isn't available. Okay, button. Accessibility shortcuts 12 items audio description on disabled.
I don't know why it's saying disabled, it doesn't normally say that, but we'll go down from there.
Subtitle off.
Subtitles, so you can actually put subtitles on or off.
Subtitle mode normal disabled. Subtitle language preferred disabled. Primary subtitle language English. Secondary subtitle language English. Settings menu transparency low.
Transparency, so basically if you're partially sighted and you like to have the better contrast, if you put the transparency to low, it means you're not looking through text. There is a bit of a background to give you a much better idea of what's on the screen in case there's a lot of changes and you can't read it.
High contrast off.
High contrast, so you can set high contrast.
Enlarge off.
Enlarge, you can also enlarge the text. Also you can change the contrast settings on there.
Learn TV remote.
Learn TV remote.
Multi-output audio off disabled.
Right. And that's but you get that lower beep at the bottom. Okay, let's come out of that.
Mute. Volume 14.
Okay, right, what we want to do now, we're going to settings.
TV. Live TV. TV Plus.
I'm left arrowing now across.
Search. Source. Settings.
Now, source I'll go into in a minute. This is settings.
Menu, six items, picture.
Picture. Now, if we select this, we can go into that, or we can right arrow to open it up.
Picture mode, natural.
If you use the right arrow, it acts like a tree view, very similar to how it does in Windows. Now if I down arrow.
Special viewing mode. Picture size 16. PIP disabled. Expert settings.
And you've got an expert setting, so we can.
Back. Expert settings 21 items. Backlight 20. Brightness 45. Contrast 100. Sharpness 45. Color 52. Tint GI R50. Apply picture settings. Also. Digital clean view auto. Analog clean view off. Disable. Auto motion plus auto. Smart LED high. Film mode off. Disabled. HDMI UHD color. HDMI black level low. Disabled. Dynamic contrast medium. Color tone standard. White balance disabled. Gamma 0 disabled. RGB only mode off. Disabled. Color space native disabled. Reset picture.
Now a lot of those I'm not sure what they're about, so I tend to leave those alone.
Picture 5 items. Expert settings. Menu 6 items. Picture. Sound.
Sound, right. This is a bit more interesting.
Select speaker. TV speaker.
You can select speaker. You can have TV. We've got surround that we've plugged in as well, which uses the HDMI. Or you can actually use Bluetooth as well.
Sound mode. Standard.
You've got standard. You can go in and change that.
Expert settings.
So we're open expert settings.
Expert settings. 11 items. Balance.
You got your balance for your speakers.
Equalizer.
An equalizer. You can adjust the settings. They are all accessible.
TV installation type. Standard.
Standard. So that you've got standard or demo, which is basically what you would get if you was to see it in the shop.
Wireless speaker manager.
Wireless speaker manager.
HDMI audio format. Bitstream.
You can change the format as well.
Audio format. Dolby Digital.
Dolby.
DTV audio level. Disabled. Audio delay. 50.
You got the audio delay, you can change that.
Auto volume off. Sound feedback, high.
Sound feedback, so basically all the settings using the actual speech on there are on high, so they really do knock down the level of the TV.
Reset sound.
Reset sound, so we don't want to do
sound.
That.
Sound, 3 items. Expert settings. Menu, 6 items. Sound. Broadcasting.
Broadcasting, let's have a look in there.
Auto-tuning.
Auto-tuning, again, all this is fully accessible.
Program rating lock. Adult genre enabling on, disabled. Channel lock off. Common interface, disabled. Dual sound, disabled. Expert settings.
Expert settings here.
Expert settings, 9 items. Country area.
Country area, well that would be UK.
Manual tuning.
You can do manual tuning, but I never bother with that, just use the standard auto.
Fine tune, disabled. Transfer channel list.
You can transfer a channel list. I would imagine if you've got an equivalent, because you do connect to the internet, you've either got wireless or you can actually put the lead in there to actually have hardwired, if you so wish.
Delete CAM operator profile. Satellite system disabled.
Satellite system. You can use it for satellite. Not having satellite, I don't know about using that.
Digital text enabled. Teletext language undefined. Disabled. Audio options disabled.
Right, we'll come out of there.
Broadcasting 8 items. Expert settings. Menu 6 items. Broadcasting. Network.
Network.
Network status.
Network status.
Open network settings. Device name TV Samsung 7 Series 55. Expert settings.
And you've got all settings as well where you can verify
menu,
that.
6 items. Network. System.
System.
Time. Start setup. Accessibility.
Accessibility.
Eco solution. Input device manager. Samsung account. Expert settings.
We can have a look in here.
Expert settings. 13 items. Language. View notifications. Auto run smart hub on. Auto run last app on. Auto protection time 2 hours. Smart security. AnyNet plus HDMI CC on. DivX video on demand. Change pin. Light effect, power on. Voice interaction. TV control button lock off. Usage mode, home mode.
Right.
TV control, voice interaction. Voice interaction, 2 items. Voice feedback, on. Voice gender, male.
We can actually change that.
Voice gender, 2 items, male. Female.
Set to female. Voice interaction, 2 items. Voice gender, female.
I actually prefer the male, but again, that's down to preference and personal choice.
Voice feedback on. Voice gender, female. Voice gender, 2 items, female. Male.
Set to male. Voice interaction, 2 items. Voice gender. Expert settings, I'll 13 items. Voice interaction. System, 7 items. Expert settings. Samsung account. Menu, 6 items. System. Support. Support.
Now, because support, that's the bottom one.
Software update.
You can do software update.
Self-diagnosis. Open the manual. Request support. Remote management off. Contact Samsung. Terms and policy.
And we can come back out there.
Menu, 6 items. Support. System. Network. Broadcasting. Sound. Picture. Picture.
And back to picture at the top. I'm just going to go back into the accessibility menu. Let's just pause this for a minute. Right, we went back into system for that, and then we're going to accessibility.
Accessibility, 8 items. Voice guide on. Voice guide, 4 items. Voice guide on. Volume, medium.
And you can adjust the volume there.
Speed, fast.
Right, we've got, so if we can go into this.
Speed, 5 items, fast. Normal. Slow. Very slow.
So if we go into slow.
Slow. Set to slow. Pitch, medium. Speed, slow. Speed, 5 items, slow. Very slow. Slow. Normal. Set to normal. Voice guide, 4 items. Speed, normal. Speed, 5 items, normal. Fast. Set to fast. Voice guide, 4 items. Speed, fast. Pitch, medium. Pitch, 3 items, medium. Low. Pitch, set to low. Voice guide, 4 items. Pitch, low. Speed, fast. Volume, medium.
Sounds a bit like one of the robots off one of the films or TV programs.
Speed, fast. Pitch, low. Pitch, 3 items, low. Medium, high. Set to high. Voice guide, 4 items. Pitch, high. Pitch, 3 items, high. Medium. Set to medium. Voice guide, 4 items. Pitch, medium.
So you have got some options there. Obviously not as variable as a screen reader, and for those of you that are used to hearing something exceptionally fast, you haven't got that option, but it's certainly doable, and you can certainly hear it okay, and it works very well. Right, let's come out of there.
Accessibility, 8 items. Void. System, 7 items. Accessibility. Menu, 6 items. System. TV.
And it says gone back to TV. Right, I can bring up the TV guide now, just to give you a
general
bit
of information. 9. BBC 4. This is BBC 4. 5:30 to 18:58. Press and hold the OK button to check additional information and options.
Right, now if we come forward a bit.
9. 9. 9. 9. BBC 4. Andrew Maz, History of the World. 20 to 21.
Now if I want to hear more options, if I press and hold.
News and factual. No guidance information. 2/8. Age of Empire. The story of the first empires which laid the foundations for the modern world. Also in HD. RS. Schedule recording. Button.
So if you've got an external drive plugged in, you can actually schedule recording.
Schedule viewing. Button.
Schedule viewing, so that will give you a reminder.
Schedule recording. Button.
And that's the two options there.
TV.
And we've gone back to TV. Right, the other two things I wanted to talk about was the source, which basically if your HDMI inputs, you can actually get feedback as to what goes on. So let's have a play with that one.
Live TV, TV Plus, search, source.
I go into source.
TV. Apple TV, HDMI 3.
It actually tells you what HDMI socket it's in.
TV. Universal remote setup. TV. Apple TV, HDMI 3. Receiver, HDMI 4.
HDMI 4. That I've actually got T-Monix set-top box plugged in, and that's what that is. Some things it will recognise, some things you can rename, but if not, you can just leave the default name if you don't want to fiddle around with that.
Plex Media Server, Ryan's Music Network.
So we can actually have Plex going through there.
Blu-ray Home Theatre System Network.
That's the Blu-ray Home Theatre System.
HDMI 1. Toshiba HDMI 2 DVI.
And that's another DVD come video. Like I said, we've still got a load of videos, so that you can actually access that as well. and that's where you get the lower beep, you're at the end. We can come back out of source. So you could actually ask it if you wanted to go to, example, Apple TV. You can go direct there using the voice control as well. The other thing is the hub. Now this is where you've got the smart apps. Now I haven't found many apps that are actually that accessible. One of the ones that is Netflix. Although it can have a bit of a wobble when you first launch it. It will actually go in and it goes, sometimes it takes a little while before it will start reading. So let's go into the hub.
TV. Live TV. Netflix.
And we just right arrowed into Netflix, so we can press select.
On the profile selection screen. Who's watching Netflix? Dance.
So we can select that
five
one.
Buttons. On the browse screen. In the spotlight row. One title in this row. Extinction.
And this is where it takes a little while.
Nothing less than total annihilation. One dad will do whatever it takes to save his family. Play.
If I down arrow now.
In the popular on Netflix row. 75 titles in this row. Star Trek, Voyager.
And then if we down arrow again.
In the continue watching for dad's row. Four titles in this row.
And
Star Trek. In the trending now row. 75 titles in this row.
Now if we right arrow.
Star Trek Beyond. How it ends. Their road trip began as a rescue mission. Now it's a fight for survival. Doctor Who. Evil aliens. A wacky but brilliant tour guide. Flying through space in a tiny blue box is the trip of a lifetime.
So it does give you a summary every time it goes through.
An ever-changing length has been a worldwide obsession for almost 50 years. In the because you watched Star Trek, the Next Generation row. 73 titles in this row.
And we can down arrow again.
In the blockbuster movies row. 74 titles in this row. Robin Hood. In the Netflix originals row. 75 titles in this row. Final Space. Watch season 1 now. All he wants is a friend and a cookie. But this lonely space prisoner is about to go on the ride of his life.
So it always gives you a summary where you go through. So that actually went through very quickly. There wasn't a big delay, but sometimes you do get a delay from when you first go into Netflix from the browse screen. Obviously, that works. And of course, going into the Apple TV, you can actually go in and use that as well. Not many of the apps seem to be accessible. Other people might have better luck with them if there's a better update for them. The other thing I wanted to demonstrate, audio description. So we'll just pause that, see if we can find something. Okay, we've just put up IT33.
In his room, the man considers, looks through the window, then suddenly races outside and chases Harry's car.
Wait! Wait!
And we've got audio description.
Wait!
If we go into the accessibility menu here.
Saffron in the back seat now watches the live man.
Volume
with a fast smile.
Bring the
volume 48. Volume 41.
Because she knew her sister.
Volume 6.
Don't try this.
Volume 11. Volume.
What happened?
Volume 16.
So over there.
Volume got a bit carried away with itself then.
It's her.
Accessibility shortcuts. 12 items. Voice guide on. Audio description on.
Audio description on.
The good fairy
so that's not greyed out.
For being kind.
Did she sell the dress?
No.
TV.
So the only reason I can think of before when it was greyed out was because audio description wasn't available, hence why it said disabled. So that's why that wasn't working. What I'll do, I'll turn this off now with, let's go to channel 5.
Speak now.
Channel 5.
Channel 5.
Oh, no.
If I now switch the telly off. Right, that's off. What I'll do, I'll turn off the voice guide so you can hear what happens with that. Okay, we've switched the accessibility off. So when I switch the TV back on now, it comes on. And if I switch it off again, you don't get that sound, which is quite handy if you was on the channel that didn't have any audio, or you was on one of the inputs and there was nothing coming out of there. So if we go back on, Now, voice guide is off, and if I press and hold the mute button.
Look what you're doing, man!
Accessibility shortcuts, 12 items, voice guide off.
They're right!
Voice guide, 2 items off.
Move.
On.
They're not gonna move on this thing.
Set to on accessibility, shortcuts, 12 items, voice guide on. TV.
The current of things not quite.
And we get the sound of the TV again. So what's interesting is when you actually enable the shortcut key by pressing and holding the mute button, even though it's switched off, it will still speak to you. So it's a bit like having the 3-tap for the iPhone for the home button. So you're not, even though if you switch it off, it's not inaccessible to get back in there and switch it on. Right, hopefully you enjoyed this demo. If you've got any queries, please let me know. And happy hunting for a TV.